You're listening to the audio production of Here Am I, Lord, Send Somebody Else, How God Uses Ordinary People to Do Extraordinary Things by Jill Briscoe, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Sarah Zimmerman. To our children, David, Judy, and Pete, who have all been sweetly obedient to the call of God. Note from the author. This audiobook contains lessons learned from the first five books of Moses. Listeners would greatly benefit by familiarizing themselves with the narrative in the books of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Foreword by Jenny Allen, author of Nothing to Prove, founder and visionary of the IF Gathering. I first met Jill while visiting a maximum security prison in Texas. We bonded over a passion for Jesus and a love for women, no matter their age, background, or struggles. I knew the first time I met her that I'd found a hero in the faith. It was notable because I was craving heroes. I think we all are. A few years prior, at the beginning of my all-in desire to follow God, life was simpler, and I hadn't encountered much suffering. Ministry looked fun, and it was easy to dream about pouring out my life for God. But suffering found me, and the people nearest to me, as it does everyone sooner or later. Ministry became less rewarding and involved more disappointment than reward. And then came Jill. The way she speaks about suffering and following Jesus is backward from everything I used to believe. She wants Jesus more than comfort, more than recognition or approval. And because of that deep love and passion for him, suffering is a welcome friend who causes her to experience more of him. Jill has taught me to embrace the things I might otherwise want to push away in my life, because those might be the very things that bring me more of Jesus. After meeting Jill, I invited her to speak at the IF Gathering in 2017. The story she has told me now about that weekend in February is a perfect picture of the woman who wrote this book. Her retelling was this. She thought she was speaking at a youth rally of a few thousand teenagers, all eagerly waiting to hear from her that day, when in reality, her words echoed across 122 countries and in the ears of hundreds of thousands of people live across the world. When she tells that story, her blue eyes sparkle and she laughs, because it doesn't matter to Jill how many people were in the room that day. She loved teaching the Word of God, reminding them that Jesus is better, and telling her story.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?